You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and very pleased to be here at the beginning of December with a very special program. And this program is going to feature some holiday music as such, which actually has very little to do with our guest that we have with us in studio. And I'm very pleased to introduce to our audience a man by the name of Jack Nicholson. And I'm sure, Jack, you get a lot of ribbing about that name.
I definitely do.
You definitely do. Jack is here representing Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts at the Historical Park Theater in Cranston. Welcome, Jack.
Thanks, Mike. It's good being here.
It's nice to have you with us, and I think this is big news to our audience. I had the opportunity a couple weeks back to visit your beautiful new facility, and I must say that I haven't been that impressed with something that has gone through such a transformation. It's absolutely amazing. We're talking about the Old Park Cinema in Cranston, right across the street from City Hall, and Jack has been involved with renovation and reconstruction and whatever else you want to call it. Tell us a little bit about how this all started, Jack.
Well, I was brought into the project for a good 4 years ago through the connection I had with Bill Brackett, the stage manager of PPAC.
Oh, sure. I know PPAC Bill very folks. Well, yeah.
Yep, I thought so. And all the other folks that I've known a long time over there. And the developer, Pai Patel, and his partner, Paul Plourd, from Providence, an attorney, they wanted to look at a business plan, a feasibility study, to see if this theater could become a live entertainment venue as opposed to just a movie theater cinema, which they had originally planned to do until the big Warwick Theater opened. Mm-hmm. So they came close to leaving the project as well. So we looked at the 1,000 to 1,200 seat theater example in not only in New England, but around the country. And there's a lot of theaters of that size that do very well with entertainment of a great variety. So this is how the study eventually went into the idea of specific types of entertainment, the market area, the competition, the physical resources of the building. And it worked out that there was a projection made, estimates made, that made sense to them to go forward.
That's great. It's sorely needed in Rhode Island and in the greater Providence area to have a venue. You mentioned Bill Brackett from PPAC, the Providence Performing Arts Center. Bill's been there a long time and a lot of people involved there in a great venue. I mean, it's one of the premier spots in the country to see a Broadway show, but it has over 3,000 seats, and a lot of events just don't need 3,000 seats. So that moves you on to the next step, which is VMA Arts and Cultural Center, and that has about 2,000 seats, and there are lots of people that don't need 2,000 seats. So now we have the perfect size venue for a lot of people that I can think of. There are many cultural groups in the States that are probably salivating right now saying, that's exactly what we need. And so I think that it's going to be a great opportunity for a lot of the arts groups in the state to go there. It's a beautiful new facility. As I mentioned when I toured it, everything is done first class. It's very, very nice. And we're going to have the opportunity to talk to Jack about some of the logistical things in there as far as seating capacity and sound and lighting and stage and proscenium and actually catering opportunities and meeting function rooms, all kinds of things that are coming up. But we want to get ourselves in the December holiday spirit. So I thought what I'd do, since Jack is here and he's not an artistical musical guest, as normally we have on Conducting Conversations, I thought we would just play some holiday music to get our audience in the spirit. And we're going to start with a piece called that's It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, very familiar to just about everyone, and we'll be back with more with Jack Nicholson and the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts. Music you've just been listening to was the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, and Leontine Price was the singer that a lot of you in our audience, I'm sure, remember. She was a 19-time Grammy Award-winning singer, and quite an interesting history about her. We'll talk a little bit more about her later on as we get back to Jack Nicholson from the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts. Jack, you're the general manager, is one of your titles. And what does that mean actually to us as far as an audience? You're it, right?
Well, the buck stops with me as far as responsibility. I report directly to the owners of the theater. It started off where I was a feasibility consultant, and then as we got further into the product, the nature and the future of this venue, I was asked if I would stay on board and oversee the management and the operation of the theater. So at this stage of my life, with the other projects I'd had winding down, I thought this would be a good chance to try to do that, since I'm from nearby Massachusetts and have just bought a place down on the beach in Narragansett. So this has all become a family exercise too.
So you're a local boy to us now. I mean, Narragansett home isn't far from our studios in Exeter. And I got to interrupt you here because I just had the opportunity to meet Jack before we went on air. And he is a very, very interesting character who has a lot of history in New England. And one of the things I noticed, of course, is that he's wearing a big ring. And so that was a remembrance of your days with the Boston Bruins, right, back in the Bobby Orr days?
That's right. Way back when I started right out of college, I got into professional sports before I swung over to the entertainment side, first with the Patriots for 10 years and four different home stadiums, ending in Foxborough, and then over to the Bruins just in time to be with them when they won their last Stanley Cup they've ever won, with Bobby Orr and Esposito and Hodge and Cashman and that, quite a crew.
Right.
And that enabled me to shift over to arena management because the Bruins owned the Boston Garden.
Mm-hmm.
So I started in that part of my professional life there and then went up to Portland, Maine, and eventually opened my own business back in Boston as a consultant in all of these things that I've been involved in. And so this has led to where I am now.
And I said, it sounds so interesting. And I said, you should write a book and maybe we'll do that sometime, right?
I'm actually working on one now. If I can just pull myself away from this work here, I can make more progress.
All right. Well, we'll have to have you back when that's done. But in the meantime, let's get back to the theater. And tell us about the physical setup, if you will.
Well, it was a movie theater, as you know. It did not have a balcony. It now does. The theater had to be restored basically with the same shell that existed before. The other part of the complex, the old storefronts, were leveled to ground, right down to the ground, and rebuilt up as new construction. So the theater sits on one end of the block, if you will, across from City Hall and Cranston East. And then the rest of the complex is a two-story new construction venue, which includes a cafe, an internet cafe in the front on Park Avenue, a lounge, an 848 lounge in the back of that first floor. And then up above on the second floor, running the entire length of the depth of that venue, is a banquet hall, which will be a restaurant, which will be a conference center for business meetings as well, and a lot of meet and greet opportunities from with talent that appears in
from
our theater.
The show, right.
And we're going to be offering a dinner and a show packages where people can come to the theater, see the show, eat beforehand, and make it a sort of a doubleheader, if you will.
Sure.
And walk between the two spaces with the comfort of not having to go outside. Very, very much fly. And you don't see this. I don't think I tried to find theaters that had restaurants that were a direct part of them, and it was very difficult to find that.
Very difficult to find. And there's a lot of creature comforts in this building, which we'll talk about in a moment. We're going to go back to some holiday music for now, and then when we come back, we'll talk to Jack about what it's like to be someone sitting in the seats at that new theater, which is very interesting. But right now, we're going to go to one of my favorite singers, and a lot of people's favorite singers, Luciano Pavarotti, as he sings "O Holy Night."
Set the wind in wind on the summer.
So we have a combination now of listening to beautiful holiday music and talking about a great new theater, which is going to bring lots of music to us in Rhode Island. And I mentioned Creature Comforts. Jack, tell us if you're the average patron driving up to the event. First of all, there's a surprise that you have valet parking, right?
That's right.
So that's the first thing that's kind of new.
We have valet parking, and much to the surprise of people in Cranston even, they were wondering, where are we going to park? We have access to the parking lot behind the City Hall on during the week.
Which is only a few yards away.
It's just on the other side of the building.
Right across the street.
And between the valet parking and people that will park in the lot on their own, that'll be very convenient.
Right, and there's room for hundreds and hundreds of cars back there, so that's great.
Over 400, and that should match up to any sellout we have as far as the normal ratio goes of people.
Right, I understand. Yep. And so now they walk in the door, and the first thing they're going to see is that there's opportunity for beverage as soon as they walk in the door, right, in the lobby?
Yes, there is a tremendous resource for that kind of refreshment, if you will. And of course, with the restaurant next door and the cafe, you already have that. And there are actually two lobbies. There's a first-floor lobby and a second-floor lobby. And the second-floor lobby accesses the balcony, which reminds me of a big private box at a big stadium. It has that common shape, all-encompassing. And in fact, we just got a call today from someone who wanted to use that and rent it as part of the ticketing for a given show. They would have that whole space.
I see. So it's kind of like their big private box for 150 or so of your best friends.
Actually, 250.
250 of best friends.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's the seating up there, and the rest, of course, brings us over to a little over close to 1,100, we hope, when we get through.
Great, great. So downstairs is just a little over 800 or 900 thereabouts.
Right.
And tell us, because I was very intrigued with the seating that was selected, the kind of style of seat.
Well, it's a beautiful, almost a regal red, a deep red, like almost like a maroon red combination. A big, wide seats, comfortable with cup holders. There will be allowed to bring, beverage in. Not so much food, but beverage to watch the show. Plus, another interesting thing that stems off of this but takes us beyond that space is that there'll be 20 video monitors, television screens of good size, flat screens, all around the complex,
right,
in the restaurant, in the cafe, in the theater lobbies, so people aren't going to be able to go too far and lose the connection with the show that's going on. They can watch it.
That's absolutely beautiful. All right. Well, we'll get to more of that, and we'll go to another piece of holiday music, and it's Joan Sutherland going to be singing What Child Is This? Then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations with our special guest, Jack Nicholson from the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts.
Oh,
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversations and talking with Jack Nicholson from the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts at the Historical Park Theater in Cranston. And for those of you that have been listening and wondering where is that exactly and you're not sure where City Hall is, well, it's 848 Park Avenue in Cranston. And if you'd like to look up on their website, it's www.ricpa.net. So ricpa.net. And the phone number, if you'd like to call for further information, is 467-PARK. That's area code 401-467-PARK. And you can talk to my new friend Lee in the box office and get tickets for whatever event we're going to talk about, which leads us to this next subject, which is what about events? Now, you opened last week with a movie about an unusual subject for Rhode Island, I think.
It seems to fit more for Maine, I would say.
Right, lumberjacking, but that was your kind of your big special opening.
As it turned out, we had shows booked even a year ago, but because of the uncertain timing of the opening, because of various issues we had to deal with, the owners had to deal with, this has been indeed the first show and was lumberjacking. It was a national premiere of a show by local filmmakers. Mm-hmm. And you do hear stories now and then about local filmmakers making it big.
Like that one about the paranormal that was, you know, cost about $18,000 or something like that to make and made $7 million in the first day. So,
exactly.
So, and so hopefully this will happen to that.
I hope so for their sake. They put a lot into it and now it's past them. They'll probably be back. And then we had Bollywood special, an Indian comedy review. The large sector of Indian populations in surrounding metropolitan areas, and they travel a long way to see the shows. Mm-hmm. And because Mr. Patel, the owner, is a native of India, although he's been here since 1965, it was a natural thing for us to try to bring something like that in.
Right.
Next week, we have another premiere of a film called The Mailbox Fairy.
Okay.
And it's written primarily coming out of the Greek community here in this market. And so that will be on the 13th. That's a week from
tonight. Next week. Right.
That'll be next. And then we have the Christmas Carol coming in for a weekend of shows on the 19th and 20th of December. And we expect to have next week, we expect to be able to finalize a booking with the U.S. Air Force Band.
Oh, excellent.
For a holiday, sort of a holiday show of sorts.
All right. So if you're interested in a Christmas Carol, for example, then you just call the box office and find out about ticket information for that. That's great. And that goes nicely into our next piece of music, if you will. And we'll now listen to probably the most recorded. I believe this is the most recorded of all holiday music. It's Silent Night.
Oh,
Jack, we've spoken about the theater and the creature comforts that are there for all the patrons. And the stage itself, by the way, is a good-sized stage, which will allow for lots of great productions, both not just movies, obviously, but regular productions that would be concerts and or dance or many things. And that kind of leads me to the question of what are future plans for a kind of events coming in?
One major target we have is what I would call mini Broadway. It's a niche programming of a theatrical nature, put together by a Boston theater that wants to partner with us and bring it into this theater. They have top notch shows. I suspect we'll have My Fair Lady this coming year, and
great.
A special show on Marilyn Monroe, a special show at Judy Garland, played by a gal who's known to be the best of the Judy Garland people that do this.
Right.
It's a Wonderful Life may come in next Christmas.
Great.
And we even have an idea on one called Hockey Moms and Hockey Dads, a little different departure from the glitz of the Marilyn Monroe type. But I know Rhode Island's a big hockey area.
Right.
Great history, especially even Cranston East across the street.
Right.
So with youth hockey and parents, I think people might find this to be an interesting story about that situation, that ilk of hockey parents and peewees, et cetera.
Excellent. And I'm sure, as I mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show, there'll be lots of performing groups. I know that my involvement with both the Narragansett Bay Chorus and the Coastline Show Chorus are very... They're both a cappella groups that are very intrigued with the space there and will be interested in taking the opportunity to perform there in the future. And people like the Festival Ballet and Opera Providence and Providence Singers and a lot of them, I'm sure, will be knocking at your door.
We have heard from a lot of groups like that already, and this is just in the first period of time after the opening ceremony we had on the 23rd of October. And we expect to bring in the Metropolitan Opera via HD, a direct TV into the theater.
Excellent.
From New York and from La Scala, and also the big time sports events like the Super Bowl and the World Series and some of the even the World Cup from Europe or wherever it happens to be. So it's going to be a variety of entertainment. We'd like to reach all of the people at one time or another.
All right, great. Let's get back to some holiday music, and this is going to be the Vienna Boys Choir singing O Tannenbaum. People at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, and we're having a very, very intriguing and pleasant evening speaking with Jack Nicholson, who is the general manager of the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts, which is a brand new facility in Cranston. And I want everybody to make sure they put that on their list of things they must do in the next few months is to get there and see this beautiful building and take in some of the arts events and cultural events that will be going on there. And, Jack, this brings us to the fact that a lot of theaters today are sponsored by the government. There needs to be government involvement in granting money and reconstruction and things like that. And that's not the case here, correct?
No, amazingly so. When Pai Patel literally bit the bullet and said, I'm going forward with this, there's enough proof that this could be a success. It's totally private money. He originally projected it would cost $4 million. This is when he started out away from the cinema part and into the live entertainment world. But it ended up closer to $10 million. In fact, it went over $10 million in the end. So it was more than double what he anticipated. The fact that he has a restaurant and a lounge and a cafe and hopefully a variety of programming, that will help him get through this. But and he's optimistic. And so, but this is very rare. You don't find this in the country anymore. As you pointed out, Mike, the fundraiser-driven theaters, beautiful places like PPAC, the public places, the public money, even in some cases tax subsidies.
Sure.
This isn't the case here.
Right.
So that's another reason why we're hoping that people join us in celebrating this particular type of venue in this community.
Right. And what we ask you to do is, you know, we get that call frequently here at our radio station because people enjoy classical music and sometimes they think we're involved with some sort of public broadcasting. And when people say, how can we make sure your station stays on the air? We say the best way is to support our sponsors and the people that you're listening to commercials for. You go to them and buy their product and tell them you listen to classical music, and that's good for us, and that's how we stay in existence. And that would relate to you. People go and buy the tickets and support the theater by being there and
that's
using
right. it. And not only support it, but enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
And come back again and again, and in some cases maybe even decide to rent it for a wedding or for a special a fundraiser of their own.
Sure.
Civic club or something of that type.
All right. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment, and we'll get back to some more holiday music now with a lot of people's favorite. This is actually sung by the Worcester Cathedral Choir, but it's called the Coventry Carol. Well, Jack, it's been a very interesting hour for me listening to you tell stories of the construction of this new great facility, and very hopeful about the success of it and all the events you have coming in. And I was there when I had a tour and were not able to meet you there, but I did meet two astounding people that were able to show me around, and both Ed and Lee. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, I've known both of them over the years, recent years. Lee Anderson came in from California, back to her native New England. She had worked for me in a couple of other places, and she was a perfect person to add as the marketing and box office manager, because she has experience, she's great with people, she's a hard worker, and because we only have these two people on board right now that are full-time, we expect to expand that. So Lee is a perfect fit for us there. Mm-hmm. Ed Dalrymple, I've known since we started working on an amphitheater in Jacksonville back in 2000, and his father was a close friend of mine in this business, used to run RFK Stadium in Washington, home of the Redskins.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Jim Dalrymple. So Ed was someone I knew he was good, he was experienced, a hard worker, and he's our director of operations. He'll be in charge of the staging, the technical, coordinating the move-ins and move-outs of shows. So between the two of them, I feel I'm very, very fortunate.
We have Excellent. Both. And here's a little tip for all of you that are listening to the show. If you call for tickets and you tell Lee that you know Mike at WCRI, she'll give you great seats. All right. You know, one of the other things I want to mention, we touched on briefly last segment about the corporate world and people being able to rent this venue for weddings, and or for, I would think a perfect setting would be a corporate meeting where you want to bring in a special guest speaker and have everybody available to sit in the beautiful theater and then adjourn for lunch to the facility right within the building. And that's something that can happen anytime, 7 days a week, right?
It absolutely, and you just can't find that combination in many places in the country.
No,
the closest thing was the New Jersey Center for Performing Arts in I think Newark. But even they don't have the vast space that we do for that,
right?
For that reason.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're in kind of an exhibition hall type area, you know, or something like that. But this is an actual theater where people can be comfortable, and you can have the closed circuit screens up and everything.
And very intimate. The sound. A sound veteran from California came in the other day and heard it. He says, "This is the best I've ever heard." I said, "Are you sure?" Because I didn't want to mention that if it wasn't real.
Right.
And so he insisted this was outstanding.
Well, that's great. And another exciting thing is this summer you plan to some children's programming coming up, right?
We hope to have Kaleidoscope in. They play at the Cohasset Circus in Cohasset, and the Cape Cod Melody Tent, the Chevrolet Theater in Wallingford, Connecticut. And those venues actually pay this group to come in and do the show. Here, they just want to rent our facility, and ongoing discussions right now for 9 Tuesday mornings throughout the summer, which is a good time to fill in.
Great. Yeah, absolutely. We'll look forward to that. And I'm sure once we get rolling here and you get a few events under your belt, well, maybe we can get Lee back in to come and join us here, and we'll talk about some of the new events as they come along. And I want to thank you very much, Jack, for being with us. It's great to meet you and have you here, and I wish you and the theater all the best. And one more time, it's if you want to go to the website, it's ricpa.net, and the phone number is 467-PARK. That's area code 401, of course. And if for some reason you didn't get any of that information, you remember you can always contact me here by emailing us at WCRI@classical959.com. Jack, thank you so much for coming in.
You're very welcome.
It was great to have you, and very, very interesting and exciting in the arts community to have a venue like yours up on the horizon. We're going to go out with one more piece of music, and this is a lot of people's favorite, and it's Ave Maria. Thank you, everyone. Good night, and see you next week. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.